Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, there is a story about three wise women. While they were talking about the story of Epiphany, the three wise men, a woman asked her pastor, "Father, do you know why God gave the star to the wise men and not to the women?" When priest said, "I don't know," she told him, "God knows men are a little proud to ask directions. If there had been three wise women instead of three wise men, they would have asked for directions, arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleansed the stable, made a casserole, and given some practical gifts." Dear friends, today we celebrate the feast of Epiphany of the Lord. The word Epiphany means appearance or manifestation or showing forth. It refers to the first appearance of Jesus. This feast of the Epiphany drives home a powerful message and gives pointers to experience true joy and happiness in life. The Magi teach us some vital questions towards finding joy in life. What do we seek? Where do we seek? And what gifts do we give Him? First, what do we seek? The Magi from the East had just one purpose in their long journey: to meet the newborn king and pay him homage and worship. This single focus and dedication impelled them to move forward with determination, inspired them to overcome all difficulties, infused them with hope that it would take them through their deep desire. What do we seek in life? Is it for the Lord and His glory? Or do we engage ourselves in activities for one's own self-glory and pride? Second, where do we seek? The purposeful determination of the Magi made them to be focused on the star, a sign, to lead them to their destination. The star led them and they reached the great king of the manger. Where do we seek the Lord? Do we faithfully follow the star of inspiration that the Lord constantly sends through His commandments, teachings of the church, many people in our life, and various situations of life? Do we seek His love and encounter Him in the poor and the needy and experience His providence in the situations of life? Or do we get lost in our search for the divine, in the pleasures of this world, engaged too much only in our works and material engagements? Third, what gifts do we offer Him? The Gospel says that the Magi offered baby Jesus their excellent gifts: gold for Jesus, the king; frankincense for Jesus, the priest; myrrh for Jesus, the prophet. These gifts would have cost them a fortune. They also bore the marks of their sacrifice and pain. But they were gifts that were worthy and befitting the king. What gifts do we offer to the Lord?
In the Holy Mass, do we really offer him our pains, struggles, our little sacrifices, our honest longings? Or is the Holy Mass become just a customary ritual without we offering anything to him and thus failing to derive any joy or consolation from this precious sacrament? In our life, do we try to make some personal sacrifices? The Lord wishes, desires, and deserves the best gifts from us. He tells us, above all, offer our lives as a living sacrifice so that he can transform us and make us a new creation. The Feast of the Epiphany is a powerful invitation to us to examine, purify, and strengthen the focuses and priorities of our life. Yes, like the Magi, let us seek the Lord deeper. Let us long for the Lord intensely in the right place. Let us desire for the Lord passionately, offering him the best gifts of our life. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.